Now on BBC Radio 4, the concluding episode of our classic serial, Gargantua and Pantagruel by Rabelais. A cartoonish, exuberant romp concerning the excesses of medieval giants. And like the adjective the author gave his name to, it contains earthy language and bawdy humour.
Bon santé, my dear friends, and welcome back to a place and time when people walk alongside giants.
Gargantua and Pantagruel by François Rabelais, dramatised by Lavinia Murray. Episode 2.
It is an age of surfeit, sensuousness and unrestraint. Flesh is flaunted, food fondled, and vice versa. Wines drunk to gain the light that brought the grapes to harvest. It is also the golden age of ridiculous belief. My story is as rude and raucous as life itself. Last time I began with the birth of the giant Gargantua. Today we have the death of Gargantua's wife Badebec whilst giving birth to their only child Pantagruel. I know what a cruel way to start a story, but I needed Badebec's womb to deliver our hero, and her absence to make him uncertain about the value of marriage. So, birth and bereavement. That is why we are here in the Cathedral of Notre Dame, attending the funeral of Badebec and the baptism of Pantagruel. Witness the nave filled with mourners and the west font filled with celebrants. It is a time of drought because the sun has tripped over a passing comet and stumbled a little closer to Earth. The sun hasn't yet realized its mistake, possibly because it was carried closer to the Earth by Gargantua, using Notre Dame's own bells as tongs.
Dead is the noble Badebec.
Oh, my poor dear dead wife.
Who had a visage like one of those houses that look like they have a face. She died in childbirth, but because of the severe drought and prior to delivering a son and being taken into the arms of the Lord, she produced from her fundament 40 salt merchants.
Hail, Badebec! And farewell!
Oh, my dear deceased Badebec's considerable drought-affected fecundity.
With 40 jackasses whose panniers were laden with salt.
Salt! The poor, dear, dehydrated uterus.
And a number of Arabian camels carrying olives in brine.
Oh, sweet camels, who owe their being to my defunct wife's stilled servant.
Will somebody please round them up? They're dunging the aisle.
Oh, whoa! Look, I'd better show my face at my son's baptism. Carry on. I'll be back shortly. There he is! My darling son, oh, wonder and joy!
I was just saying, because of the drought, there's very little water in the font.
You're able to baptise him, though. There is water somewhere down there.
Yes. The worst-case scenario, of course, is that I'll have to bless my cheeks and spit on your baby.
Which cheeks?
Face.
Oh, good. Whilst you find some holy water, I'll just pop back to the wife's funeral. Excuse me. Oh, dear Lord, my poor post-mortem wife.
Let us remember Badebec. It is so very sad that motherhood killed her. I believe the phrase she died of joy is the official cause on her death certificate.
My poor wife. Oh, my dear poor wife. Dead of joy.
Resting in the arms of our Saviour.
The Lord giveth and the Lord subtracteth after the divisions of life and the multiplication of his grace and favours in the brackets of his care. He that slideth the point to make us whole numbers or render us as fractions.
Excuse me, but I'd better. Oh, look at my son. Beautiful boy.
Ah, godparents.
Yes.
Have you, renounced Satan and all of his works?
What have you heard?
Yeah, who's been saying stuff?
Sorry, I have to ask. And, what is the name of the child to be welcomed into the church?
Pantagruel.
Oh. He was very hairy. I used to have a dog with a similar coat. He was very intelligent, as was Esau. There have been many hairy men in the Bible.
My lovely child. Oh, I love him so. My childy lolly, fedly fondy, dandly chucky malicky. My pretty rogue, oh, praise be to God for you. So spiteful, so lively, so smiling, so pleasant and so gentle. How glad am I!
Anybody found a drop of holy water?
No.
No.
Now, excuse me again. I must get back to my wife's funeral.
All flesh is grass.
Ah, oh, poor grass, all gone, 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 gone.
The burial service also mentions ash. Ash and dust, ashes to... dust to... All climactic eventualities are covered in the service for the burial of the dead. Drizzle to drizzle, snow to fog to...
We've almost forgotten what moist weather was like, haven't we?
Poor foggy wife. I'm just going outside. I'll be in the porch. If anyone wants me, I'm a bit overwhelmed. I need air, fresh air, excuse me.
The drought is so severe that fishes, abandoned by their element, wander around into the villages and towns and cities, crying pitifully, climbing in pint pots, snuffling about in the dew, looking for water wherever it lies hidden.
My lovely, gone forever, bad beggar!
Hello, Aripa, we will luck.
Oh, hello, fish.
What's happening here, then?
My wife's funeral is at the top end of the cathedral, my son's baptism down near the door. I'm just having a break from two contrary emotions.
Do you think you'll be crying for a while?
Yes, I'm sure I will be. Tears of joy from this eye, tears of woe from the other.
What does water say to a fish such as myself? Me and my family will live on your face till the rains come back.
Yeah, if you like, go ahead.
One, two, three, dear. We'll try to be discreet and swim in the direction of your facial expressions.
It's very decent of you. La,
la, la, la, la, la. 2 years have passed. The infant Pantagruel is adventurous and strong and as tall as an elephant. His father, Gargantua, has chained Pantagruel's cradle to the floor out of tenderness and love, and then he's strapped Pantagruel into the cradle to ensure the child cannot fall out and injure himself in a world filled with objects hostile to the young and inquisitive. The halberds, the long swords, the broad swords, the maces, the guisarme, the holy water sprinklers, the pole axes, javelins, arrows, and pikes, all scattered at infant height throughout his castle home.
Oh, how unusual! A giant tortoise! Is it yours, Gargantua?
That's no tortoise, sir. That is my son with his cradle on his back. I'm at my wit's end how to restrain him and keep him safe.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
Come on now, lad. Be good for Daddy, eh?
Perhaps we can wedge him in the doorway for now.
Good idea. Then he can still see us, but not come to grief. Right, you take that side. I'll come round. Here. Here we are, little man. Let's just...
Fish face. Fishes on Daddy's face.
Thank you, Pantagruel. Daddy does have fishes on his face.
Oh, I haven't noticed before, but yes.
There's a whole shoal.
Is that a family tradition, then, or family sport, fishing?
No, the poor souls were desperate to find water.
Sorry, I'm late. Gargantua, everyone. Oh, what an amazing tortoise.
It's not a tortoise, it's my son.
Well, guess what? It's raining. I'd forgotten what rain was like. Thought I was the target of someone with a fat bladder and a perfect aim, till I noticed the clouds. Yeah, clouds.
Ah, sweet fish! Shall we carry you back to your natural element? Where shall I put you? Pond, river, sea?
Do you have a moat?
Let us put on the type of boot, and it does exist, that allows us to stride over time. And here we are, 15 years later. Gargantua, acutely aware of the dangers of poor education because of his own eccentric and deficient schooling, is just waving Pantagruel off to university. And where else would his father Gargantua send him but to the Abbey of Thelem, run by his dear friend, Friar Jean.
Welcome, Pantagruel, to the Abbey of Thelem, where you will receive the best education, both emotional and intellectual, in the whole wide world.
Thank you, Friar Jean.
All you need to do is read until your eyes hurt. Then we'll give you a degree. If only it was that easy. You can take semesters in dating, courtship and marriage with mandatory prenuptial arrangements. You may even major in marriage if you like. The Viva Voce incorporates the marriage service and you'll leave here with a degree and a spouse if you wish. So, you won't be a Bachelor of Arts, but a Husband of Arts.
Right. Sorry, all this snogging is a bit distracting.
Yeah, well, you'll soon get used to it. You may even find yourself doing it. Now, here's your timetable. Your first seminar is Courtly Love, and it's about to start. Our tutorials will be informal in manner and formal in content.
What are the benefits of marriage? Is it better to be wed than single? And if so, why? Sorry?
Marriage is a protracted fight executed in extreme slow motion.
Sorry, it's...
The blows are administered gently, with persistence, and passed off as caresses. A kiss is a bite. A shot without artillery. The head is a cannonball. The hands are maces swung at the torso like so. Then you get cuckolded.
Right. What about remaining single?
Pros and contras.
Yes, please.
It's mostly drifting dalliances, drib-drab dundering, dystopic delving, moiling the mire, binting the byre, nighttime sordid and solitary.
So, in conclusion, marriage is...
messy but blessed. Bleary, cheery and must with the proviso that you'll be right for cuckoldry.
And bachelorhood?
Dim, dour, sour, lucky, lonely, lascivious and lecherous. But also calm. Unnagged, ignoble and agreeable.
Oh.
But hey, what do I know? I'm a friar. Amen.
After 3 years of intense courtship, diligent dalliances, dabbling, dibbling, kissing of hands, wrists, flowers and hems, dancing and composing songs and poems to the object of love, Pantagruel prepares to take his final examination before he bids farewell to his alma mater.
Friar Jean, it's coming up to my viva voce and I have decided to take the bachelor option. Despite spending 3 years among wonderful young women and men, I feel disinclined to marry and uncertain of remaining a bachelor.
Of course, my dear Pantagruel. You may resume your studies at any time and take a fully credited PhD in wedlock. Now, once you've done your viva voce, you must visit the famous Library of Limitations and Conventions in Paris. And don't be put off by the demeanour of the chief librarian. He has books that can answer any question.
So, here we have a hero whose young man's fancy has turned to procrastination and whose schooling has made him 3 deliberations short of a decision, despite a 3 years' proximity to frisky young men and women. Will a visit to a library enlighten him?
Hello? Hello?
Quiet!
Shh! I am the librarian. Would you care to join my library?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? Fine word. Second cousin to perchance, purchase, and auntie to purloin.
Right. Is this a specialist library or general?
Pretty general for a specialist library.
Can I borrow books if I join?
And, sir, why would you want to borrow books? Borrow is father to burrow.
I want to read them. I want my mind to swim with the minds of authors.
To what purpose?
So I will gain the knowledge they contain. Friar Jean recommended that I came here to help me discover the answer to a question.
Friar Jean? Abbey of Thelem? Says...
Yeah!
At the end of every sentence...
Yes.
Borrowed a book 5 years ago. Killed a man with it. Fetched it back. blooded, but unread.
That sounds like him, but I don't see any books.
I don't keep them here.
Why?
Because their pages fade, and I want to know, where does it go? The darkness out of the ink must go somewhere. Ooh, spooky.
Do you at least have a catalogue?
Of sorts.
Could I see it?
Only if you're a mind reader. It's memorised.
Right, right. Can I hear it?
Only if I speak it.
Oh, give me strength.
The puffin of magnanimity. The prisoner's cheese. Chopsticks versus sporks. History of hooting. Let's all look at some abbots. The fat man faffing in a fountain. What a lot of little fingers. Ooh, I do like Wednesday's curly bits. Second edition.
Excuse me for bleeding willy-nilly. Tried to staunch yours. I am impaled. It is a maple. Oh, long story.
Who did this to you?
I didn't quite get their names. I was screaming at the time.
Holy first edition.
I'll tell you what, though. They were a pretty hostile bunch. Oh.
This is a man of great nobility and lineage. Look how handsome he is. What terrible wounds. Luckily, his face has only minor bruising.
Oh, his binding is split. His spine is cracked. His pages are heavily annotated and his cover is foxed. But his quality speaks some volumes.
I will follow my father's excellent advice and invite him home when he's gained consciousness.
And your father's advice was?
To be kind to my fellow humans.
What about my books?
What about them?
I will give you one to read. You can read it every time your new friend passes out. Here you go.
Everyone's a monkey.
It's written by the woman who guards the oracle of the holy bockle. The seer herself.
The seer of the holy bockle?
Oh, she's a marvel. A very wise seer. She's like a singer whose voice extends to 5 octaves. But with the seer of the holy bockle, it's time. She spans 5 centuries. She straddles time.
She straddles time?
1 foot in the past, 1 foot in the future, and her fundament in the present. She will tell you the answer to any pressing question. And she is particularly adept at predicting the frequency, longevity, issue, and success of marriage.
Really? The seer of the holy bockle is a marriage expert?
The best in all the world.
And where does the seer of the holy bockle live?
Oh, sorry. I was out cold, wasn't I? It's the bleeding and the pain. And the terrible, terrible memories.
You were saying about the seer of the holy bockle. You know where she is?
I will draw you a map. Please, sir, you are bleeding so profusely and I have no ink. Can I possibly...
Use me as an inkwell, sir? Of course.
Turn left when you reach these islands. Beware the rubber sea and the gulls with false wings. And the sirens who snigger. And the men with little fishtails instead of members.
Oops, I'm scabbing over.
That's all right, sir. My map is finished. But be warned, the map is 1 Ninivik to 3,000 leagues. The way to the seer of the holy bockle is very dangerous. The voyage will demand fortitude, rectitude, longitude, and attitude.
Ah, that was
was a great meal of wobbly, delicious tripe. You great, big, generous giant. Pantagruel. Weird names we've got. Parents, eh?
So, yes, Panurge. What happened? Who rammed a maypole down your spine, and why?
I was captured by bandits. They had me on a spit with numerous other people over a fire. Round and round we went. I think the others thought they were on a sightseeing tour. Round and round and round, and the flames crackled, and we all began to sweat and cook. This is the end, I said to myself. But you know what? I decided to escape instead. It felt more like a whim than a bid for survival. Odd, that. So, anyway, I unscrewed my spit using my toenail. Then I passed myself off as a maypole dancer, skewered along the spine, certainly, but that was no impediment. I was top attraction on countless village greens and rural fairs. They virtually paid for my trip home. I was good. I am good. Watch me, maypole. Now, this movement's called Green Man Fooling Around the Fair Below.
You've been maypole dancing on the streets of Paris. Just how much have you earned? I mean, you kept disappearing onto the common.
A lot. But you know, the whole experience feels empty. I'm spending my time with people who mean nothing to me, present company excepted. I feel hollow. But I have to earn money because I cannot presume to depend on your kindness indefinitely.
Oh, I'm glad to share with you. It's really no problem. Just the opposite, in fact.
Besides, I'm 35 years old and lonely as hell.
Lonely?
Ah, your kindness doesn't do anything for my self-esteem. Different if you were a woman, I could... Thank you in, you know, in kind. I'm 35, prime now, but my sights will have to be lowered if I leave it any later.
Look, I'm on a quest to find out if I should marry. You seem to be as undecided as I am. Why don't we both look into what marriage entails, and if we decide it's not for us, we shall have an enduring friendship, companions in bachelorhood until death. I studied wedlock to degree level, but I still don't know if I'm husband material. But do you remember? I have a map, drawn in your blood, that will take us to the seer of the Holy Bockel. She can look into the future and tell us if marriage is to be our fortune or our downfall.
Yes, yes, let's consult her. But I'll still need money. Let's do something more creative. What makes money? I have a plan.
So, which part of a saint are we looking for?
Doesn't matter. As long as it has a mouldy smell, we'll work with what we find.
What about this?
Ah! Bit of skull. Nice. Almost symmetrical. It'll do very well. Now, we need some nice cloth to lay it on. Any good at art?
A bit.
Well, knock up a painting, something blue and gold, with martyrdom on it, and we'll say that that's our saint. People pay to kiss pictures. Total experience. Look in the box, kiss the picture, make a wish, pray a prayer, and who knows? It might happen. Word of mouth, more people want to go. More people, more prayers, more chance of at least one of them coming to pass. Yeah! Miracles start happening. Hey! We can take the relic out among the people. We call at inns and taverns. We knock on doors. How? So what are we calling our little miracle worker, then?
I'd like to call her after my mum. Badabek. St. Badabek.
Huh. Pantagruel, I bring you St. Badabek.
A day later, carrying the relic and a painting of a martyrdom, they are off down the street in search of the credulous.
While I'm flush, let's go and find this seer of the Holy Bockel.
A Before we do, I mean, it's a long way to travel for advice. I think we should visit a professional debater. We may get answers closer to home.
You think so?
We can ask them to debate marriage versus bachelorhood. Better to have the facts expounded, measured against each other and propounded than for us to just rush off on a journey we may not survive. And on the strength of their argument and the power of their advocacy, we will act. Bachelors for life, or pilgrims venturing to the seer of the Holy Bockles Isle.
My good, dear listeners, of course we all know that when we have a decision to make, we seek out only those people who are certain to tell us what we have already decided. We never genuinely seek advice independent of our own biases. That is what we now expect Pantagruel and Panurge to do. But no, I am the storyteller. I have decided that for once, an opinion is sought from someone whose perspective differs and whose opinion is yet to be drawn.
Oh, Mr. Panurge and Pantagruel, my 3 o'clockers. Let me just check which debaters are on duty today. Victor Todger? No, you don't want him. Oh, he's got a one-track mind. Jasper Horsburp? Oh, no, hang on, he's off. His mum fell over a leper, came home with one leg too many. Oh dear. Monsieur Pantagruel, your debater today will be... Oh, this really is most unfortunate. Jacqueline Latour-Géant.
That's an unusual surname.
It is. I'll just, Jacqueline, love, you got some clients.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sacre bleu.
On your best behaviour, love. All the problems you had, they're in the past. Don't blot your copybook, eh?
Yeah, Morris, yeah. No probs, mate.
Hang on. Her surname means giant killer.
It's illegal now, isn't it?
No! Oh, really? You live in a city and you think illegal means it doesn't happen? but it's not going to happen. Jacqueline is a reformed giant
killer. Yeah, thanks,
killer.
Morris.
We've paid. We may as well stay.
Are we happy to proceed then, gentlemen?
I'd be happier if you took the arrow out of your bow.
And... lost the bow?
Right, gentlemen. Any other matters before we enter the debate?
Will it affect your professionalism? I mean, we want a proper debate.
That's what we're paying for.
He, 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 he.
Right, this way, gentlemen, please.
I could tread on you. I could tread on you.
You what?
Everything all right in here?
Yes, thank you, Morris.
I was just doing some voice exercises before we commence.
Oh, you won't need them. Not with her. She don't speak. No, she doesn't use her voice at all when she gets debating.
Then how is she going to... How are you going to...
Oh, you'll see. Ta-ra!
When I gave up my...
Selective homicidal tendencies?
I took up an apprenticeship with a gesticulator. Apropos, my strong arms are now used to speak. I wave, I arch my fingers, I curve them and make some lie down in my palm as I crook my elbow. These hands are loaded slingshots and aimed for the vulnerable temples of an oversized human. I was married to the flatulent muckface! Now, wave about with supreme eloquence. You got a problem with that?
No. And I gesticulate back.
Unless you want to hear rhetoric and not debate an issue. What you wish to debate, Morris didn't say.
Marriage. We want to know if we should marry.
Marriage? The oversized lump of snot used to leave his toenails in the butter. His toenails were like blasted gibbous moons. Right. Let's waste no more time and set forth our arguments. You are both debating with me.
Yes.
Gentlemen. Please prepare to gesticulate with clarity. If I cannot understand the sign, I will make this movement with my fingers.
Oh.
It means something different to gesticulating debaters.
Thanks, St. Badabek, for that. The moon. You're squeezing the moon? No, not the moon. It's a type of beer and begins with T.
No, not T. G, not beer.
I've got it. A man walks into a tavern.
That is not a man.
Is it a bride?
Yes.
Right, go on.
No idea.
Ship, maybe?
I got it. A codpiece.
Codpiece? That was a codpiece?
No, a shoe. A shoe with a buckle. A beret, heretic, a breviary, a monk. Monk picking his nose and blessing the bogey.
Is that against marriage or for it?
Oh, and there you have it, sirs.
You were a worthy debater, madam, a worthy limb orator. Thank you.
And I'm sorry your marriage didn't work out.
Oh, you are you, giant? You mountain of khaki!
She's found a bow! Run!
I'm gonna get you!
Did you get anything out of that?
Maybe, possibly. I'm not sure. No.
You seem to be gesticulating back. You look like a windmill. Oh.
Recognise the rider?
You! Pettigrew!
Yes?
An urgent message from your father!
Is he all right?
Don't interrupt! It's bloody rude!
So, it...
Shut up! Enemies have attacked your father's land and he's retaliated with jesters.
Jesters?
Shut your faces! Please, return immediately and help him quell this attack in a peaceful manner. The jesters won't be able to hold him off for long. Few bells and a pig's bladder on a stick are of no avail against an axe. Cat got your tongue?
Sorry, I wasn't sure you'd finished. I'm on my way.
Right you are!
Oh, serious? And our island adventure's on hold for the time being.
Yes, until I've helped Dad.
Oh, do you know? Bravery suits you, my fine and noble giant friend.
Come on, climb onto my shoulders. I'll run us there. Ready?
I've made reins out of your hair. Nice hair you've got.
Thank you. Hold on!
Yes, Pantagruel is being summoned to help oust an invading army by peaceful means, just like his father before him. Peace is a soft-shelled egg laid by the hen of history on the rudimentary nest of the present moment. Catastrophe is in its very construction. Its collapse has the inevitability of the laws of physics.
Enemy camp up ahead. We may be able to take them by surprise.
My good friend and fellow marriage marketeer, we are, unarmed.
We won't need weapons. Look at the size of me. Oh. Shh, shh, shh. Let's listen.
Good night, Private Budgerass.
Yeah, good night, Corporal Triple Nipple. Sweet dreams. Corporal, you don't think the enemy will attack us whilst we're in our pyjamas?
Of course not.
How can you be so sure?
Because it's night time and they'll have their PJs on as well. So it's not going to happen. No regiment's mounted a full-out attack whilst in their nightwear. It wouldn't look good in the regimental history. Think of the pictures hanging in the mess room commemorating the attack. Think of how it would be remembered by the troubadours.
Men who fight in PJs will their willies and their plums dance through their flies like tongues across the gums, and the peek-a-boo motion as they grapple and they lunge is hysterically funny in the rise and in the plunge. Ah ha, ha 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 la la. La 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 la, and the cord is weak and waistband pops, and down to the shin the loose breek drops, and the field is filled with mehen bending over. Like thousands of moons with no cloud cover. Ah ha, ha 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 ha, and tra la 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 la.
Going in.
Our hero scoops up the entire battalion, and with them and their horses cradled gently in his arms, he runs to the borders of the invaders' country and deposits them hither and thither in the fields, on the hills, on the roofs, midstream in the rivers, and returns to their camp to make sure no one in his musket, fife and drum has been left behind to cause trouble.
They're not sure I got everyone.
There.
Come here, you! Panurge, here's an opportunity to do a bit of research.
What on? Oh, of course. Marriage.
Any of you soldiers married?
Yes.
And?
And what?
Would you recommend it?
Us the wife.
I like it.
I did, but I've gone off it.
I've got my 25th wedding anniversary coming up.
In 20 years' time.
No, come on, lads. We are wondering whether we ought to get married. We'd like to hear from any of you with, you know, heartfelt opinions. We want the truth. I mean to say, we get a bit lonely.
Oh.
Hi! Marry each other then!
La, 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 la.
It's still night. I suggest we hit the sack. And then when we've rested, we could go mushroom hunting.
I take it you know which are safe to eat?
Oh, yes, yes. I used to go mushroom hunting with my dad. Bit of an expert. The only thing is, I better warn you, they do give me terrible wind. I mean, really, really bad wind. Comes out of me like a poisonous fog crossed with a hurricane.
Well, forewarned is forearmed.
Yes, yes. And then after breakfast, we can study the map a bit more, then we can hire a ship.
Huh. And I was wondering...
Yes?
If you wouldn't mind rotating my maypole if you happen to wake up in the night.
Rotating your maypole?
No, it sometimes gets lodged, stuck. Then it's pins and needles and cramp. If you wouldn't mind turning me over, using the maypole?
Gladly.
Huh. Thank you. You great, big, beautiful giant.
You're not so bad yourself. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Ooh. Oh, dear. Oh, ah. Oh, oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, mushrooms, they do that. I told you they did. Whoa. Trumpety trumpeter, popping along the parapet, as my dad used to say.
Yes. Better out than in. Can you hear?
Yeah, voices. Yes. Oh, they're down here somewhere.
Anything, Pantagruel?
No. You?
Not yet. Oh, something's moving over here.
Hello, who are you?
A panurge. And who might you be?
We are the people of the colon.
The colony!
Yes, the colony, not the colon.
But what we are, we don't know. Are we, in fact, people?
Did you come out in my farts just now?
Oh, that is our method of transportation to the new colony, sir. But how we existed prior to our expulsion, well, I cannot tell you.
Good gracious, giants never fail to surprise. Not that I know any other giant Pantagruel, but wow! People created by your farts. Amazing.
Oh, listen, let me ask you. Are any of you married? Well, it's when you find someone you like and you agree to live with them all your lives and you have a family, maybe, and that's about it, really.
Doesn't sound too promising, does it?
It can make you, both parties, happy, evidently.
Married. It sounds like a sort of plaintive cry.
Marriage?
I quite like the sound of it myself. Are you two married?
No. I tell you what, why don't all of you get married and go and live on one of these islands?
Yeah! We get married!
Is that map drawn in blood?
Yes, my blood. Highly illegible, isn't it?
That's a tad creepy.
But the man who drew it had no ink.
And I happen to be bleeding.
Yes. This island looks ideal. You'll be happy there and live well. I rather like being a creator. I mean, they're really quite something, these tiny fart people, aren't they?
By the look of them, they're natural sailors and boat builders.
How can you tell that?
They're swagger. It's like they're used to walking on something that sways about.
Well, they've been gestating in my guts.
Yeah, but just watch this. Here are mushroom caps for you to rig.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yes, no instruction, but they know what to do. I will piss a river.
Yeah, he will too. It's an inherited trait.
Which will flow into the sea.
All aboard, we're ready to depart.
Bon voyage! Bye! Bye! Bye!
Still undecided about marriage, our hero and his friends seek a ship to take them to the island home of the Seer of the Holy Bockle. They ignored a hermit who wandered across their path as they made for the port. He may have been able to offer guidance since he had turned hermit in order to avoid his wife. His wife, too, had become a hermit to avoid her husband, but was unaware of her husband's predilection for the same lifestyle. Their paths cross more frequently than chance would dictate, and they have moved into adjacent caves. During the long, star-filled nights, one hermit thinks fondly of the other, and they each dream of making their way to the other's lady straw and bracken bed. Which goes to show that it is the circumstances and habits of a marriage that dictate its endurance, grace, and longevity.
You're moping, Panurge. Why?
I don't want to be a cuckold.
Maybe I should marry at the same time as you. Double wedding, eh? And if we cuckolded each other, that wouldn't be so bad.
Suppose so. Isn't that a quinquereme of our Nineveh over there?
No, no. It's a dirty British flagship with a rum-soaked central sail.
Is it? Ah.
So, let's hire a ship and crew and set sail to find the Seer of the Holy Bockle. I think we really do need to consult her so we can get on with our lives. We've put our lives on hold.
We have.
Look at that man there. He's got a mast sticking out of him.
Aye, landlubber fashion, be twanky as a tumbler full of toes.
Hey, you. You with a fully rigged three-mast ship. Wait a minute.
Ha, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Land ahoy!
Where?
Over there!
Blimey, that's bright. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No? Yes.
According to the librarian's map, look, it's the island of Madamathy, famously covered in lighthouses.
That explains the...
Make for shore, please! All the dwellings there are lighthouses. The shops and farms are lighthouses. The pubs, libraries and police stations are lighthouses.
Do you know, I think of you as my beacon. I mean, you rescued me, turned my life around and...
Sorry, so what was that? I couldn't hear you for the pigeon post from my father.
Nothing. A letter from home, eh? Lovely.
Father's anxious to know how things are going.
How do you know? There's no actual note.
There's a ribbon at its leg, see? Red for inquiry. I'll untie it and send back a white ribbon, signifying we're all well. And I shall also send this tartan ribbon, signifying our degrees, latitude and longitude. This is the Murray tartan. It indicates that we're in the Indian Ocean, close to the western tip of the subcontinent. Each tartan indicates a different geographical location, all at sea. Paisley describes land locations.
Well, I had no idea. I just thought tartans were... tartans, Paisley.
Oh, there's a whole language to common patterns. Polka dots and gingham are the most complex and have to be plotted with a protractor and earwigs. There's another island coming up portside.
I can't seem to focus on it.
No, I can't either.
Are you been wondering about yonder island? Aye. 'Tis the land of pettifogging. 'Tis the island itself that is blurry.
Why?
The people there work as... well, they are paid to be beaten up, thrashed, pounded, mugged, thugged and slapped. And you're supposed to eat them as though you're doing it in jest. Like at weddings and family socials. 'Tis their trade being thrashed. 'Tis their gross national product.
Hi! Punch me, I'm the bridegroom!
Shouldn't you just be celebrating your wedding day with your new bride?
That'll be my daughter. She's the bride. Give us a slap, sir! Special offer, 2 slaps, 3 headbutts and a knee to the groin for a pony. You'll not get a better deal anywhere on the island, guaranteed!
I'm the bride! I'm the bride! So you can't hit me, but here's a barrel. Drop me in and kick it down the hill. Oh, what a perfect start to my married life, that'll be.
Is this a normal start to married life?
Yep.
Are you happy?
Yes, sir, we are. We never fall out. If either of us gets peeved, we know a third party will come along and ha-
hammer our spouse. Domestic violence as such is, as a consequence, unknown.
Thank you, Panos. This style of marriage doesn't work for me. Let's try the next island.
Where are we again?
Bohu, or it might be Tohu. This gentleman is the sole resident.
How come?
He ate everyone else.
I am Wide Nostrils.
Hello, Wide Nostrils.
He's only got little narrow nostrils.
Oh, he's maybe aspiring to widen them.
He must realise they're a bit pinched when he tries to pick his nose.
Well, we all have blind spots about ourselves.
Uh-oh, I think he's about to speak again.
I eat pans and kitchen utensils made of iron.
Why?
Because they're crunchy.
What is your normal diet, Wide Nostrils?
The clue was in my name, you dunce ballock. Wide Nostril.
Widness.
Windows?
Wide ostriches.
Wide bottom trousers?
Wine?
Wire brushes? Broad stairs?
Yeah, broad stairs.
Running with the idea of wide, broad nostrils. They're like the top of the stairs for breath to climb down.
Tenuous, very tenuous.
He's on a short fuse, isn't he? Do you think he was ever married?
To be honest, I'm not going to ask. As soon as he's come away from the cave entrance, I think we should all run for it.
Windmills! Windmills! I eat windmills!
I haven't seen any windmills.
I've eaten them. I've eaten everyone.
Excuse me, sir, but are you married?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I'd never have thought...
And your wife?
She was married to me.
Master of logic, eh?
And what happened?
She was a windmill and I ate her.
You married a windmill?
You remind me of her.
Careful, Pantagruel. When you argue, you wave your arms about like a windmill. I noticed during our debate.
I remind you of your wife, how?
You look as though it's your fate to be eaten by me.
How can someone look as though they're going to be eaten?
Your arms! You're flailing your arms!
Because you look like a windmill and I eat a windmill.
Quick, run!
In extremis, we will speak our hearts. In extremis, we will bear our souls. So I'm placing Panurge and Pantagruel in extremis for their own good and for the conclusion of my tale.
Make your peace with God! Pray! Snivel! Pray! Snivel a bit more! Think of your loved ones!
Pantagruel! I have to tell you something!
Speak up! Everything's very loud!
Now it looks like the end! Now we're about to go before our God! I have to tell you, I love...
Do you know, I'm stupid! What am I thinking?
You're the love of my life!
I'm a giant!
I don't see that as an impediment, to be honest!
I'm a giant! I can wade ashore carrying this ship!
You're not listening, are you?
Occasionally, the characters one creates display a sudden flash of self-will and extricate themselves prematurely from a situation. Bravo, my boy. Bravo.
There's a certain professional embarrassment to having your ship picked up and carried out of a storm by a fair-paying giant. Not seemly. I'm denting my pride. Don't feel the same about myself. Where's the dignity in evading fate and a watery death, eh?
Oh, shut your face. Your beard's full of jellyfish. You've a limpet on your eyelids. You're a mess.
We should have all drowned and be done with it.
What's wrong with you?
Well, it's the island we were looking for. It's where the seer of the Holy Bokko lives. Well signposted, too.
Oh, I think I've cricked my back.
So, do we go and consult the seer of the Holy Bokko? I mean, she's only a bit further down the beach. In fact, you can see her cave from here.
I suppose we should make the effort. We want to know about marriage. We'll visit her, do what she suggests. can't quite believe we're here. We'll soon know, one way or the other. Now I'm here, I'm not sure I want to know. Does that sound perverse?
Not really. The adventure has been quite something. And we might not like what she says. Big King.
Hello! Anyone at home?
It's your fart, children.
Why are you here at the Oracle?
We help the seer. Her grotto's open all year round. Works regular so we can afford to raise families, can't we?
So you've all remained married?
Yes, in a way.
We're so small and new to the world, we have trouble remembering who we're wed to.
So forgetful. No memory for faces.
A lack of facial recognition seems to be endemic.
We therefore decided to be married to whomsoever we happen to bump into on the way home each night.
That's a different wife. It's very different.
So, that's like all of you are cuckolds, but happy about it.
It's her! It's the seer. She sees it. She knows it. It shows. Every prophecy has veracity. She has natural sagacity. She's the seer of the holy buckle. She looks into the buckle and she sees. It'll cost you, but you won't mind.
Hello. I am the seer. This is the holy buckle. How can I help you?
We want to know about marriage. We, Panurge and myself, wish to know if we should marry or not.
Just a moment. I'll look into the holy buckle. What can I see? The age-old sediment never lies, but it can be a mare to interpret.
You can really see something in all that guff.
Guff? Guff? This sediment provenance is such that it could not be doubted, even in a court of law. This bottle contains the last fluid ounces of the wine our dear Lord created from the water at the marriage in Canaan. This wine is consecrated by the good Lord for the joyful celebration of marriage. It is the still fermenting fruity with a touch of almond heart of blessed and holy matrimony. It is the blood on the marriage sheet.
Well, one metaphor too far for me, lady.
Ah, interesting. Yes, boys, the old holy buckle has an answer for you.
It does?
Please, face each other. I will place the holy buckle on the floor between you and allow the energy of the most distant object in the universe dictate its movement.
What is the most distant object in the universe?
No idea, but there's bound to be one, isn't there? Now, please, concentrate on the holy buckle and open your hearts to its message. Oh, wishful thinking. It's pointing at me. Just a mo. I'll give it another... Interesting. Obvious. Curious. Definite. Incontrovertible. Unambiguous. Inevitable.
What does it say?
Well, I think you already know.
I think you're a fraud.
I think you'll find I'm not.
Why is the bottle twitching like a compass on a rusty sword? It's pointing at me, then it's pointing at you, Panurge, because...
Because it's saying we should get married.
To each other.
We travelled all around the world to find each other.
I've hung ribbons and flowers from my maple in honour of my beloved.
I'll be there to turn you over and over and over every night.
Oh, my dearest love.
Let's get you wed. Let's get you joined in more or less matrimony, although some will complain that it's inappropriate because you both have priapic capabilities. But let's get you hitched. Because all are equal. All are level. It's love. and it knows no bounds, and it rings like a bell, and it rounds like a buttock. I now declare you husband and husband.
I give thanks for my wonderful sons.
Thanks, Dad.
All marriages hope for issue, heirs and heiresses to the traits, foibles, and fortunes of their parents. For Pantagruel and Panurge, there are the beloved Fart children, those already delivered into the world, and let no one say they are bastards, and the happy thousands yet to be trumped into existence. To those whom marriage blesses, it does so with abundance and tenderness. However, marriage does not always accommodate the quirks and disquisitions of the human heart, but rather magnifies its weaknesses. We are human, we are foolish, we are willful, and we are alone in our multitude traveling, sometimes with giant steps, towards the great perhaps. If love is yours to know, then live it. To you, to yours, to all you strive to become, I salute you. Bon santé.
Gargantua was played by Robert Wilfort. Pantagruel, Justin Edwards. Rabelais, David Troughton. And Panurge, Conrad Nelson. Holofernes and Friar Jean were played by Jonathan Keeble. Jacqueline and the Seer, Fiona Clark, and White Nostrils and the Secretary were played by Mark Chatterton. Original music was composed and performed by Conrad Nelson. Gargantua and Pantagruel by Francois Rabelais was dramatised by Lavinia Murray and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
Mariella Frostrup continues her celebration of funny books and funny writers in a couple of minutes. Open Book is after the news.
Nancy Mitford's comic novel about growing up in the 1930s.
Christmas Day was spent as usual at Alkenby, and I must admit that my wicked parents turned up trumps. My presents from them were always the envy of the entire household.
BBC Radio 4's new book at bedtime.
The Radletts were always saying, "You are so lucky having wicked parents." And indeed, my wicked parents constituted my chief interest in their eyes.
Diana Quick reads The Pursuit of Love by Nancy Mitford this Monday to Friday at 10:45.